We're visiting today with Cameron Lux. He was talking to us about LRP and crop insurance. You're from South Dakota, but LRP kind of something that goes across all the borders.
Yep. If there's a state that's got cattle in it, there's LRP for it. So,
well, talk to us a little bit about LRP and some of those advantages, especially this cattle market has been wild. 2025 was a wild year. So talk about why it's a good fit for producers.
Well, LRP, like we talked about in the meeting earlier, it's just a way to set the floor for our cattle guys finally. You know, we've had multi-peril crop insurance for a long time that really helps our grain farmers out and our other commodity farmers, but the cattle guy was kind of left high and dry. And just, you know, the recent years, cattle markets have seen to continually climb, and I'd say a lot of people would agree with me there. You know, we see a dip every now and again. But it's kind of in the, I'd say, the heydays of LRP right now. I know a couple of years ago we were doing quite a few policies, and there was a lot of losses on those policies, which told me that we were locking in coverage at the right time for these guys. But the market kept dipping and triggering losses, which was concerning at the end of the day. Where now, you know, we still want the policy to work as best as it can. But if we can have markets increase rather than decrease, no one's complaining, because that just means we're still setting the floor on our cattle for any, you know, one-off situations where the market dips and we can't predict it. Now we have more access to LRP, and it's subsidized a little better to where the average rancher is gonna want to take a look at it at least and make sure that they're using that risk management tool, because if they're not, all their neighbors are, and they need to take their little piece of the pie too, I'd say.
Talk to us a little bit about the process and how a producer, if they're not right currently involved in LRP, how do they get started?
Well, the easiest way to get started is to talk to your agent. If you don't have an agent, a quick Google search, and I believe you can look it up right on the USDA's RMA website. You can find an agent that does sell and service LRP policies. First step, though, is get that application filled out. It's a very simple form. You can get it filled out. Just because you have the application filled out doesn't mean you have any coverage. It doesn't tie any premium to your name. It doesn't tie any coverage to your name. All it is saying that, hey, I'm interested in LRP, and once I get further into this with my agent, I want to be able to take out an SCE, which is a specific coverage endorsement. This is where we actually tie the coverage to the policy, the application. So application is the first step. You can have that filled out sitting on file with your agent for as long as you like, and then when you're ready to pull the trigger on some LRP coverage, that's when we fill out the SCE and we get that sent in. That's when coverage applies to your policy.
It was interesting today, though, there are some events. This is a time-sensitive product.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I was telling the folks in the room there, that it is a very time-sensitive event, from when the markets are released for the day to when the AIPs get them loaded in their system. It can vary a little bit every day, but typically by about 4 o'clock, we're ready to rock and roll and get any SCEs submitted that our customers may have. And we have till the next morning, but I don't like to tell my customers that, because that just tells them that, oh, I can wait till 8 o'clock next morning, and that doesn't give us a whole lot of time to make sure we have all the proper paperwork filled out. So I just like to tell people that, you know, the sooner the better. If it's after 8:30 the next day, there's no guarantees that we're going to have anything done. And I don't want to put anyone in that situation. So we tell them, hey, let's cut it off a little bit earlier. Give your agent a little bit of time to get everything keyed in, sent to underwriters if they have to, and keep the ball rolling.
You also brought up multi-peril crop insurance. Talk to us a little bit about that, because that's something, as you mentioned, that our grain producers have had, but not necessarily our cattle producers.
Yeah. So anytime we have a new producer that would come into our office, or maybe someone that just has questions, multi-peril crop insurance has been around for a long time, and a lot of people we're dealing with have revenue protection policies or yield protection policies. And the biggest changes in these last calendar year, I would say, is probably the options of ECO and SCO coverage. And not that they weren't options before, it's just that they were resubsidized now, and so they're up to I believe an 80% subsidy on that, which is huge for our producers, because as we all know, there's a lot of grain out there. There's a lot of grain that we're able to produce, but we just don't know what the markets are going to do, and we can't rest our head at night trusting that we're going to have a good trade agreement for the next year. So anytime we can manage a little bit more risk at that higher coverage option with ECO or SCO, we're recovering from the top down rather than the bottom up. I would recommend that people take a close look at it, see if it fits within your operation. Your agent should be able to help you run quotes and whatnot and be able to tell you what it's going to cost you for your operation. It's just going to be continue to be a bigger thing and a more appealing thing for producers. So yet again, you know, don't go into it uninformed. Know what your options are. Talk to your agent. See if there's something you're missing.
And you also brought up PRF. That's something that doesn't always get covered. A lot of folks don't talk about it all the time.
Yeah, PRF. It's one of my favorite policies, just like LRP, because it's kind of a you set it and forget it policy. It's pasture, rangeland, and forage coverage. So the only thing that PRF is covering is a lack of rainfall, a lack of moisture, or precipitation.
We have that.
I can imagine. We have it in South Dakota too. Funny how that works, isn't it? It seems to be kind of a national thing. But anytime we are short on rain, that is when the PRF policy can trigger. And it's a lot more complicated than that. There's different historical averages we can pull up and look at. But it is a risk management tool that a producer could use to just help them know that, okay, I didn't get enough rain within my operation. And I will say it's not a good fit for everyone. There's some research that goes into it that I would highly encourage people to, you know, look at their grid indexes, look at the historical averages, then make a decision on if it's going to fit well within your operation. I've had to turn people away where I just said, you know, we can do it, but I just want you to know that it might not pan out the way you think it's going to. And I choose to, I guess, trust the data when it comes to it. We can look at historical averages. We can tell you when historically we haven't gotten enough rain and when it might trigger an indemnity or a loss. So definitely take a look at it. If you've got any pasture, rangeland, or forage, PRF might be for you.
Biggest advice you had in there for producers, kind of know what's in your arsenal, know what's available, be educated.
Absolutely. And like I said in the meeting, you have to help yourself. You just need to know that you have options, and not even, you know, company to company, but it might be policy to policy. There's a lot of different private products out there, different hail policies, different crop, the crop policy, the multi-peril policy is the same from AIP to AIP, but they might have different private products that are available to you. And, you know, find an agent you can trust. Find someone that is going to help you do the research that might be required to figure out some of these harder questions, but they're out there. I can tell you, you know, most agents nowadays are very well educated, and if they're not, it's just time to find a new one. You know, just go out and do your shopping. You can switch AIPs, you can switch farm, ranch, auto insurance. It's all an option for you. Find an agent you trust in your area that is willing to come out, sit down at the kitchen table with you, treat you like a human, and write the coverage that you need for your operation, not what they feel you need for your operation.
Good information. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.